there are times where God puts people in your life that you just really need to put everything out of the way and just deal with them and to help them and be there for them. And we're going to read today in Mark chapter 7 where Jesus was in a situation where he really needed to put somebody in the center stage and make time for them, and he did. So in Mark chapter 7 verse 31, it says, "Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment of speech, and they begged him to put his hands on him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and he touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, 'Ephatha,' that is, 'be opened.'" You know, the first thing I see that I want to bring up here is that Jesus wanted to be in the midst. It says in the midst of the region, and that's where Jesus wants to be. Jesus wants to be in the center of the situation. When we're reading through scriptures, Jesus wants to travel through the middle of the towns. When he's appearing to people, he's appearing in the middle. When after the resurrection, when he's with the disciples, he's appearing in the midst of them. And when we get to know that, you know, where two or three are gathered, where's Jesus? In the midst of them. So Jesus wants to be right in the center of the situation. And it's in the center of the situation, in the center of the town, in the center of your life, where the problems are. That's where the problems are. They're in the middle. They're in the core, right? Sometimes you see the fruit of the problem on the outside, but really the issues we face are in the middle, the heart of the town, the heart of the person. That's where the problems are. So Jesus wants to be there, and here he's in the middle of the town, and they bring to him this man who's got a problem with his speech. He's got a problem with his ears. He can't hear. He can't speak. And they bring him to Jesus. And it says that he took him on the side from the multitude, and he put his fingers in his ears, and he spat, and he touched his tongue. And, you know, you see right here the intimacy that there is with Jesus. You know, he's got a crowd. He's got a bunch of people around him, and they bring him this man. They bring him this man with his problems, and maybe they did it like for, you know, a show. Maybe they wanted to just say, hey, let's see Jesus do a trick. And they said, let's grab the deaf guy. But Jesus took the man aside. Jesus took the man out of the crowd. He was alone with him. And Jesus put his fingers on him. He touched him. He touched his tongue. You know, and it just goes to show the intimacy that there is with God. And it also shows that, you know, when you're getting involved with ministry and you're getting involved with people, it gets messy. It gets dirty. But God's not afraid to get into your mess. It's a matter of you bringing your mess to God. And that's what we have to learn from this story, is that we have to bring our mess to God. The deaf man was brought to Jesus. He was brought to him. He came to him. And Jesus then took him on the side and then got into his mess. And we have to bring our burdens and our problems to Christ as well. It says, then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." You know, why did Jesus sigh? What made him sigh? You know, I think Jesus hurts with us. He feels with us. He understands our pain. He understands the things that we go through. He was like us. He's our brethren. And Jesus was at all points tempted. That's how he's able to be our high priest, because he is like us. He's experienced the things that we've experienced. So, verse 35, it says, immediately his ears were open, and his impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. So, you know, Jesus, when he gets invited in, when you bring him in the midst of the situation, he opens things up. He opens up situations. He opens up doors. He opens up opportunity. He heals. He breaks through. He fixes. He corrects. He fills. He does all things because he's the creator of all things. And when you invite him in, he does the impossible. He opened up this man's ears. He loosed this man's tongue, just like opening up the doors to the prison or loosing the bonds or the shackles that hold us in bondage. He could loose you from drug addiction. He can loose you from bondage. He could loose you from addiction that you've had your whole life. He could set you free. And that's what he wants to do. When you invite Jesus into your life, he sets you free, just like he set this man free. This man who could not speak, this man who could not hear, now immediately his ears were open and his impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. He spoke truthfully. He spoke honestly. This word plain here doesn't just mean he spoke like a normal person. It actually means better. It also can be translated as he spoke rightly or correctly. He spoke truth. Jesus wants to get in our hearts and he wants to transform us from the inside out. He wants to make us different. He wants to make us new. He wants us to be born again, born of the Spirit and not of the flesh. Have you let Jesus make you new today? Have you given Jesus your heart? Have you invited Jesus in the midst of your life? Sometimes I see people that they say they want God in their life, but they really only want God where they want him. They don't want him to have everything. They don't want him to have total access, only partial access, but that's not the way it works with God. You got to give God everything. You got to give God everything. So here, verse 36 of our text, it says, "Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it." Yeah, this is amazing. This is an amazing thing that that you see here, right? Jesus is doing these great miracles, and he's telling the people not to talk about him, but they're not listening. I gotta say, I'm not surprised. You know, we as people just don't like to listen. We don't like to obey. But if you want to have a relationship with God, you've got to learn to listen. You've got to learn to obey him. When he tells us something, it's for a reason. When Jesus says, don't tell anyone that he did something, he says it for a reason. When you read through the text of Mark, especially the Gospel of Mark, you see more than anything, when Jesus tells people not to go in and tell about his miracles, there's a reason. And you see the result, because what happens is when they don't listen to Jesus and they start broadcasting him, then he can no longer enter the towns. He has to stay on the outside, and that's where people come to him. But clearly, he wants to be in the city. He wants to be in the midst of the situation. Obedience is key to a right relationship with God. If you want to have God working in your life and working through your life, then you have to obey him. You can't be living for yourself and doing things you want. Even if it's only one thing that's holding you back from honoring God, don't fool yourself in thinking that God's going to work through you when you're not obeying him. You want God to work in your life. You want to see miracles. You want to see healings. You want breakthrough. You want to see his power. Then you need to obey him. Don't be like these people who witnessed the miracle and they were commanded not to say anything, but they didn't listen. Don't be like that. That's not what God wants for us. Verse 37, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." And that is so true. Jesus does all things well. We don't do things well. I don't do all things well. I'm okay at certain things, but I don't do all things well. Jesus does. Jesus knows what he's doing. And if you can trust a doctor to take out cancer or give you open heart surgery, or you could trust a doctor to give you medications or to do something with you, and you know, if you could trust a doctor, why can't you trust the Lord who made you? How much more should you trust the Lord? If you're going to the doctor and he says, "Hey, I want you to fast for 24 hours before you come here so we can take x-rays," and you listen to the doctor, but you don't listen to God when he tells you that you need to honor your father and mother, what kind of a hypocrisy is that? What kind of a thing is that? The Bible says Jesus is the great physician. Why would we not want to listen to him and obey him? When he tells us things, he is telling us because he does all things well. He knows what's best for us, and we should listen to him. So let's look at Jesus today and say, okay, what do we see here? So what challenge did Jesus face? Well, I think he faced the challenge of needing to be alone with a man. He faced the challenge of being in a situation where, you know, it's an entertainment factor here, but he chose not to. He chose to take that man on the side and make it all about him, to give him the attention that he needs. So that's how Jesus handled the situation. He took the man alone, and he was intimate with him. He got personal with him. He put his fingers in his ears. He touched him. He touched his mouth, right? So we see Jesus being intimate. We see him being personal. So we learn that Jesus cares about us. He cares about us on an intimate, personal level. He feels our pain. How do we know he feels our pain? Because he sighs. He sighs. We could have a sigh of relief, and we could have a sigh of anguish, of sorrow, and different reasons we sigh. But in order for Jesus to have this outward reaction of sighing, it just shows that he's got an emotional feeling and connection with this man's situation, with this man's burden. Maybe this man has been made fun of his entire life, and Jesus is real. He picks up on that while he's with the man, and he just sighs because he loves this guy. He loves this man, and he touches him. He touches him and forever changes him. And that's what he wants to do with us. He wants to touch us and forever change us. So what do we learn from Jesus here? We learn that he cares. We learn that he feels our pain. We learn that we're supposed to follow his lead to meet the needs of people in the middle of their situations, in the middle of their struggles. We're not supposed to just give people shallow advice or quote scripture to them or throw prayers up for them. We're not only supposed to do that, not just, but we're supposed to be involved. Getting to know people, getting personal with them, listening to their story, helping them through their mess, finding ways to solve them. See, loving people costs something. Loving people costs you your time, it costs you your effort, it costs you your money, it costs you your reputation. It costs you your friendships. And Jesus paid that cost. Jesus paid the highest cost to show us love. And we are to learn from Jesus and be like him. Do you get personal with the people in your life? Do you get personal with your neighborhood? Are you in the middle of your community? Are you in the middle of your town? Do you drive by and see people dealing drugs and just, it's not your problem? The police will take care of it. Do you drive by and see garbage all over the street and decide, hey, you know what? It's not my problem. I'm not taking care of it. There's need all around us. And God wants us to be involved. He wants us to be in the midst of the problem. He wants to be in the midst of our communities, the midst of our homes, the midst of our hearts. And we learn that when you're dealing with people, it can be messy. So let's just pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for showing us how Jesus can be intimate, how Jesus can be personal, for showing us that Jesus cares enough about this one man to take him on the side, to heal him, to be personal with him, to be quiet with him, to show him that he loves him, how Jesus takes the man who can't hear and physically touches him on his level. See, talking, he wouldn't hear, but touching, he touches the man who can't hear. So he relates to him. And Lord, I just thank you. I pray that you help us to relate to those in our lives and have love and compassion the way Jesus did. And I just pray that everyone listening today, Lord, would be closer to you and that they would be intimate with the people in their lives and show them the love of Christ. I pray for the love of Christ to abound and for souls to hear and be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, God bless you. I'm so grateful to be with you again. This is Pastor Tom, and I hope you have a great week. God bless you.